At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Since Friday was 4th of July, a lot of people had the day off. Hopefully you had the day off. Long weekend. Would you rather have four-day work weeks, because I know that's being kicked around a lot, for like ever, or you get the entire summer off? So like Memorial Day until Labor Day, you don't have to work at all. 3 months total off. But you have to work 5 days, or you get 4 days work week.
My summers. I feel like no matter how long your weekends are, they never feel long enough. So then eventually you'll be wanting a 5 day weekend instead of a 4 day weekend. And the number would just keep tacking up. Like, you know, your Sundays would just start to shift to a different day. So I'm good for like a whole month off instead of whatever.
Give me the 4 day work week, and I'll tell you why. I used to teach, and there is a weird dread about having your summers off, and then you have to go back.
Interesting.
Like you sometimes feel like you have so much time, and then it's not enough time at all. So just give me the 4 day work week.
AB?
I'm 4 day work week too, because I just love a good weekend trip, and it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
I would think that. So at first, I was thinking 4 day work week. That was the obvious choice. I was going to get like probably more days off over time, and just like the whole summer off. Like, what am I doing every single day? But now that I have kids, though, and Hannah's making this good, strong point, like, it makes it easier to do like a big trip with the kids. They're going to have their summers off, more time with them. I think I might be convinced by Hannah. Somehow I was.
I think I'd be more productive with a 4 day work week.
I do think that increases productivity. Yeah. I am a big fan of the 4 day work week, but I also think, though, that Hannah brings up a good point of just having the entire summer off, using that time to reset. There's no pressure for the weekend trip. Those are fast and hard.
Forget a weekend trip, do a month trip.
Yeah, there you go.
The polls are open.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.